Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, owner of True Wealth Group, here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. So thrilled you're spending your Wednesday evening with us. Hey, we hope you come back every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. to get the latest in retirement and financial news. Are you tapping your toe? Are you dancing in the living room? Well, in 1987, that hit song was blaring out of most of our radios. Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Think back to that year. Where were you on October 19th of 1987? Well, we know where the market was. Down. On October 19th of 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 508 points. It was the worst one-day percentage decline in history at 22.6%. You know, over the last few weeks, there have been a few volatile market days. Mark, are people worried we could have a significant drop like that again and lose part of our retirement?
Oh, absolutely, Grace. What I find is, you know, the market was going up and up and up, and then in 2000, it started going down. And then it went up again, and then 2007, 2008, and now we've been going up and up and up and up. Now, when people hear 22.6%, that's actually a big percentage. But when they see 508 points, sometimes it doesn't bother them that much because they're basically 300, 400, 500 points on a 17,000 Dow Jones Industrial Average. Doesn't seem like a lot. Back in 1987, when it dropped that 508 points at 22.6%, that would be approximately like a 3,840-point drop today in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So imagine what would happen if you saw on the news that the market went down 3,840 points. So, I mean, you always see 300, 400, 500. So back then, 500 was more meaningful. Nowadays, there's definitely going to be a correction. Something's going to happen. The thing is, no one knows when it's going to happen. Is it 6 months from now? Is it a year from now? Is it a year and a half from now? And we really don't know. So you have to plan. The only thing you can do is plan. If you have all your money at risk, if you have 100% of the money in the market, the market goes down 40% and you have $1 million, you're going to have $600,000 left. If you plan and maybe only 30% of your money is at risk and 70% of the money is in safe type of investments that can't go down in value, then you're only going to have a 40% decline on 30% of your money, which means all in all, you have $901,000 left and you lost less than 10%. So you can still lose 40% and actually lose less than 10% if you have your retirement strategy plan such that that big hit will be a fraction of that because of the planning you did.
Be prepared for the unexpected so that you can have fun doing all the things that you've dreamed about doing in retirement, whether it's seeing the grandkids, traveling, maybe painting, whatever it is. Mark Lumia wants you to be ready so that you can have that peace of mind that you desire in retirement. And the number to reach Mark is 1-800-7-MARK-72. Well, ho-hum might describe the latest economic growth forecast from the IMF. The organization's research chief, Olivia Blanchard, says the U.S. is one of the standouts among advanced countries, but we still won't enjoy an economic boom in the near future.
The United States and the United Kingdom, in particular, are leaving the financial crisis behind and are achieving decent growth. But even for them, the potential growth that they are facing in the future is clearly lower.
He says the country has left the financial crisis behind. Mark, but what about the average American? Do you think we've recovered?
If you go back to, say, 2000, remember, in the late 90s, the market was going up 30%, 28%. I think in the 5 years prior to 2000, the lowest one was like 19%. Since then, the market went down in 2000, 2001, and 2002, and then again in 2008. Have we recovered from that? Well, from 1-1-2000, January 1st, 2000, through December 31st, 2012, the S&P still had not recovered. You were still down 0.61%. Now, if you throw in money management fees there, you were down 2%. Now, 1 year later, 12-31-2013, January 1st, 2000, now you are actually up 3.26. So it took until the end of 2013 before we recovered from what happened in 2000. Now, if you subtract the money management fees from that, you can see that we're right around a 1.5% return since 2000. And it took a long time, 13, 14 years. The older you are, the harder it is to recover from that 38% decline. That's why you need to have a retirement income plan done by a retirement income specialist. And you can come in for one of our retirement strategy sessions at absolutely no cost to you.
And that number to meet with Mark, 352-561-4571 or 1-800-7-MARK-72. This story is timely because last year, most of us heard or talked about 78-year-old Tom Palome, who at the height of his career, he was a vice president of marketing for Oral-B, making a very good salary, paid his bills, and he even put his kids through college. But he didn't save properly for retirement, so he ended up taking a job at a golf course grill and a part-time job as a food demonstrator. In the past year, Tom has had to contend with chronic knee pain that kept him out of work for a couple of months before he finally had the surgery. He did bounce back, but not all the way. He returned to his job at the golf course grill and had to quit his part-time job. You know, this is a scary situation. I think a lot of us have family members that have gotten themselves into this type of predicament. But, Mark, how can we make sure that it isn't our retirement story?
Well, think about this. This guy was a vice president from Oral-B, something everyone's probably heard of, the toothbrush I can picture right now.
Yeah.
And you would think as a vice president, he made a lot of money. The issue is, he didn't really think about retirement. And he didn't have a plan for retirement. There's really only three things in retirement that we have. We have what's called human capital. We have social capital, and we have financial capital. So a lot of people haven't heard of those terms before, but this is what it means. Human capital is our work. So if you're retired and you continue to work, you have human capital to help you get through retirement. Now our social capital is other people's work. So you're collecting money off of other people's work. It could be Social Security, some assistance, financial assistance from the government or the state. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing is financial capital, which is your retirement savings, what you saved up for retirement. So it doesn't matter how much you have. It's important to have some. But what I mean by that is someone can have $100,000 and maybe their Social Security is $1,300 a month, and they never touched $100,000, and they're happy, and they're never going to run out of money. Other people might come in and have $4 million, but they're spending so much that they're actually going to run out of money. So what is the function of your consumption over your financial capital? So that's the importance. Is it in line? You can be what's called overfunded based on that formula or that we figure out for you, your consumption versus financial capital. You can be constrained. We're in a range where you should be okay, and then you can be underfunded. So when people come in for the retirement strategy session, we help them figure out if they're overfunded, underfunded, constrained, and then we look at their human capital, their social capital, and their financial capital, and we devise a plan to help them live a nice retirement, less taxes, increase their income, and also increase their lifestyle.
The number to call, 352-561-4571. And, you know, we're quickly running out of time in this final segment, but I wanted to get to this story on rising healthcare costs. You know, they're a top concern among your clients, and apparently with good reason. According to a recent article from CNN Money, Walmart, the country's largest retailer, has been added to a growing list of companies trimming health benefits on the heels of Obamacare's rollout. Mark, how can you help folks factor in unexpected rising expenses like health care into their overall retirement strategy?
That definitely has to be a part of the plan. You have to plan for emergencies, and we have something called an emergency fund. Typically 3 to 6 months you put aside of your monthly bills to cover what's called an emergency fund, but you also have to plan for the unplanned, and then you might also want to have a certain sum of money set aside just in case something that unplanned happens. In regards to the rising healthcare cost, I still think we haven't seen the end of this. They're delaying the release of or the requirement to for the businesses to do the Obamacare till after the election, and I think it's going to have a huge effect. After the election, people are going to see how bad, in my opinion, that this Obamacare thing is. And even for me, it hit home with me because they canceled my insurance at the end of December last year. Then they extended it for 1 month and then another month, and then by March, I had to get an Obamacare plan. And now obviously I made enough money where I didn't get any assistance. So I had to get the thing off what they call the exchange. And I paid my premium to a very large national company. I gave them a credit card for the first month's premium. I gave them my bank checking account number so they can deduct all the future payments. And here we go. 4 months later, I find out I don't have any coverage. So I was supposed to have it since April, and I didn't have any. And basically it was this big company had a glitch and they didn't charge me. And even though it was no fault of my own, they couldn't reinstate me. So then I had to go to the website to figure out how to appeal and get the stuff back because I don't want to pay that 1% penalty. And so I had to file to get an exemption to get out of Obamacare. And right now I'm just waiting. I haven't heard back from them. I've called them several times, and one person doesn't know what the other person's doing. And
get the runaround.
Yeah, you get the big runaround. And I found out about something called MediShare. So there's a program out there that's exempted out of Obamacare that I'm now in that also helped me decide to lose weight, because part of the program is that I have to get back into shape. And so now I have a coach, and I'm doing all the things we talked about on the last show with the heart rate monitor and the Fitbit.
That's
and
right.
The body media.
You and Hawk doing the Fitbit.
So that one bad thing led into a lot of good things for me. And always plan for the unplanned expenses, because healthcare is just one of them. There can be many things that could happen.
Well, we've already come up on the end of our show. We hope you come back every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. The number to call to schedule your complimentary retirement strategy session with Mark Lumia, 800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. Mark, incredible show. You've shared some very helpful information tonight. Your final thoughts, sir?
Well, Grace, tonight we talked about a lot of things: healthcare costs, Social Security, Medicare. My goal each week is to leave the listeners with a greater confidence about their retirement plan. And hopefully we do those things for people. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.